Marr, Trump turning America into a failed state more important than Tara Reid achieving closure. By Ian Hanchett on May 8, 2020. On Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher discussed the sexual assault allegations made by Tara Reid against 2020 Democratic presidential candidate former Vice President Joe Biden and stated that the matter is a he said, she said, and that the entire world needs to be put back together like Humpty Dumpty. Why should one person's victimhood trump everyone else's? Maher began by saying, just because Fox News is obsessed with the Biden sex assault allegations, it doesn't mean the rest of us have to be. You may have noticed that Donald Trump has one move. Accuse you of the very thing he's guilty of, puppet? No puppet. You're the puppet. Well, now, it's Joe Biden grabs women by the pussy. Not that he even needs to say it, the liberal media and liberal party is doing it for him, exactly what Republicans want. For us to go down the rabbit hole of Joe Biden, sex monster. So, now everybody's investigating, but there is no fact-finding here. It's a he said something else entirely. Yes, Biden's accuser, Tara Reid, has been contradicted by multiple people, most importantly, Tara Reid. Just last year, she said of Biden, I wasn't scared of him. That he was going to take me in a room or anything. It wasn't that kind of vibe. She suggested she had filed a sex harassment report, now she says she didn't. She says she was fired by Biden's office, but in deleted posts. She said she left because I love Russia with all my heart. President Putin scares the power elite in America because he is a compassionate, caring, visionary leader. His obvious reverence for women, children, and animals, and his ability with sports is intoxicating to American women. We're letting this person change the subject from Donald Trump, lethal incompetent, to Joe Biden, sex monster? She literally wrote a love letter to the murderer trying to keep Biden from the White House. He added, Democrats are coalescing around the position that this accusation must be thoroughly vetted for the party to keep its credibility. Well, you know, credibility certainly is a problem for the party on this issue. Mostly because they woke themselves into a corner when they adopted Believe Women as their slogan. When it should always have been take accusations seriously. Because believing everything doesn't make you noble. It makes you gullible, and leaves us with a world where Republicans don't care about this stuff. So it's just a unilateral weapon that is used only against Democrats. Trump rides the bus with Billy Bush. We throw Al Franken under it. Maher continued, Democrats are the party of choice. We can choose not to completely fuck ourselves over this. I know, it's a sex scandal, and in normal times, that's what we do instead of issues, but there are actually some pretty big problems going on right now. I don't know if you've noticed, but America has turned into a failed state that does a worse job keeping its citizens alive during a pandemic than Cambodia. And to me, that's a little more important than Tara Reid achieving closure. She says Biden attacked her and he says he didn't. Those are their positions. How about this for yours? Don't know, never will, don't care. I care in the macro about women being attacked, of course. But on this one? I'm with Bogey, who said, I'm no good at being noble. But it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. He concluded, I'm no good at being noble either. But if in 1993, Joe Biden had grabbed my nuts in a corridor, and I had this knowledge, and revealing it could hurt the guy running against Trump, I'd save it for my memoirs. I'd like to think that I'd have a little more perspective. We have a president who says drink bleach. Geez, you waited 27 years, it couldn't hold another few months? That's what I would like to ask Ms. Reid, why now? I'm not saying, why not 27 years ago? I understand it can take victims years to come forward. I'm saying, why not before Super Tuesday? Why not last fall, when we still had a dozen other candidates to choose from? Why wait until Biden is our only hope against Trump, and then take him down? This story is gathering an importance it should not have. There is so much at stake in this next election. The entire world needs to be put back together like Humpty Dumpty. Why should one person's victimhood trump everyone else's? Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.